Hello, my friend. This is Dan Riley, and I'm sitting in another place than I was at the last podcast. It was lovely there on an expanse of grass by Chautauqua Lake, and today I'm sitting where I'm so often blessed to sit, the deck of La Paz Hermitage, where I live now. And I'm not sure if you'll hear, I understand some enjoyed it, the bird calls of last week. There are birds in the trees around me here, but they're maybe just a tad more remote, and maybe the wind through the trees, the breeze by me here, may be recorded, may be part of this recording, part of this time together. I can hear the sounds, but part of it is inviting you to hear where you are. And that's part of what we do when we settle into these little times of reflection. The beauty of moments like this, when we can just open our hearts and listen deeply. This Sunday, and it's now Sunday, the 13th of July, this day, we have heard rich, rich readings on the Word of God and its activity, and that it will not return to God. The Word comes as life, and in our experience as Christians, it comes as God's own Word, God's own enfleshment in Jesus Christ. And we hear the Word will come, that it goes forth from God's mouth, and it will not return to God void. The word void just stopped me in my tracks a little while ago in reflecting, trying to think about how I might comment on that in a way that it might stir the deeper meaning for me, and I barely can put words around what void is. It's ironic, isn't it? Because that's what void means. That there would be nothing. And the Word of God is so strong about saying that God's Word shall not return to God void, with nothing. Rather, the unfoldingness of these readings this time, as they go from this beautiful short passage from Isaiah on this Sunday into Romans 8, 18 to 23, are about the hope, the creativity, the pouring out of the Word of God, its activity, that brings within us an eager expectation, the revelation that we are God's children. It is that we actually stand in paradise now. Now, you and I might follow the news, and that it probably is very important. That we be alert to the world is very important. That we be alert to the turmoil and the pain in the world is very important. But that not submerge or lose for us the deep felt sense of the activity of God's Word, the creativity, the possibility of the reality of God's Word, not so much overcoming, but taking in all of that pain and suffering in a profoundly creative way of bringing hope and healing to places where there seems to be no possibility of that. And I think that happens when we begin to hear the Word. We long that the Word would be other places active, and it is now for us. God's own Word comes to us in the hearing of the Word, the reading of the Word, and then the listening. And listening is deeper than only the sounds, as you might hear them now, of the wind through the trees, which is really very spectacular as I look up and watch it move the leaves around me. But that very movement of the Spirit, the breeze here, is similar to what the Word of God does. It wants to move every limb and leaf of our lives, not just our minds, not just our thoughts. The Word comes active and enters any place where we might feel a void in our life. And it will not leave those voids empty, hollow, dark, lost. God finds us, and we receive within this time, this quiet time right now, a deep sense of God's children being freed by hearing the Word which is love, which is God's presence now, drawing us deeper into a felt being here, not just because we decided to listen to a podcast or be quiet for a few moments or, you know, get out of the kitchen, as we say. That's void. That's just departure. That's only finding space, which could feel empty. But it's the hope that that space is not empty, but it's waiting and ready for the activity of God's own voice, God's speaking to us now. And God is giving us hope. If I could take it one more place and then maybe let this podcast just be an excuse for me to be quiet and you to be deeply quiet within yourself, it would be to know that God is reaching into our very being as the sower did with seeds in the gospel from Matthew, freely casting them on the face of the earth and knowing that they will be fertile. That the earth is not a place that is void, that our hearts are not, that nothing at all that is created wishes to remain dull and void. It wants to spring forth a new life from within it. And right now that's happening as we let go of our thoughts and our concepts of what God might be saying, and we just begin to listen more deeply. We hear the metaphor of the word going out onto land that multiformed ways would not, it seems, receive it to the full sense of fertility, and yet it does receive it, does help it prosper, does help it come forth in a harvest, the word. This is a sign of the church, of your heart and mind, of our small communities, when we sit and listen with each other to a simple speaking of God's word to our hearts. And a new fruitfulness begins to happen from within us and with each other for other people around us. Right now, that's beginning to happen for us in our choice to take this quiet time, in our willingness to open not only our ears, but again our hearts. Deep within our heart is the ability to imagine, to dream, to see beyond any place that feels dull and null and void. It is the movement out of the dark place of life into the light of the present experience of fruitfulness that is ours at this very moment. I would invite you to just take this time a little bit more, and I will too in my own way, to let the Word of God arrive, settle, come into us as open earth. The disciples approached Jesus and asked why he spoke to them in parables, and it was so that these stories would settle into us and not have quick meaning, but rather have to, like a seed, find its taproot deep down in us in order to begin forth, bring forth fruit. Whatever your favorite passage is, you might bring it to mind now rather than even read it, or you might pick a Bible up or a passage and read it. But listen with that sense of depth. Let the taproot of the Word of God reach deep into your heart and allow yourself to imagine the field of grain that is growing up from you now and will bring a great harvest forth for others as well. Peace, my friend, and may this be a time of quiet and openness and faithful imagining. For the seed is the Word of God, Christ is the sower, and all who come to him will have life forever. Peace be with you now.
Unless a grain of wheat shall fall unto the ground and die, it shall remain a single grain, and never bear new life. But if it dies, it will yield a rich harvest. When every haughty head bends low, the salt will flavor the earth. The yeast will raise the and death will yield new birth. Unless a grain of wheat shall fall unto the ground and die, it shall remain a single grain and never bear new life. But if it dies,